This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It can be hard for people to wrap their heads around the idea of a cyber attack. There are no burning buildings or flying bullets, but the threat is real. Maureen McCollum talked with the people charged with protecting one of the most tempting targets, Wisconsin's energy infrastructure, to see what they're doing to prepare and potentially respond to a cyber attack.
It's quiet inside American Transmission Company's operations center, and that's a good thing. If bells and alarms were going off inside this NASA-like command center, that would mean something was wrong. A powerful storm knocked out a power line, a bird sparked a blackout, or a hacker launched a cyber attack, shutting down the electric grid.
That threat is out there.
ATC President and CEO Mike Rowe says his company and all electric utilities are constantly thinking about the ever-evolving and relentless cyber attacks on the energy industry.
We get thousands of hits every day. You know, most of those hits come from offshore. We want to detect them. We have several layers, and we want to stop them as soon as we can.
Protecting the grid is critical. If electricity goes down, all other infrastructure like water, transportation, and communication could fail. Major energy corporations monitor their cybersecurity while also working closely with federal agencies like the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, and the FBI. Byron Franz is a special agent based in Milwaukee. He says the FBI shares intelligence with companies like ATC, We Energies, and Alliant Energy if they detect someone is trying to infiltrate the company's networks.
The United States and the state of Wisconsin are constantly being bombarded by cyber attacks. And these are both from criminal perpetrators and possible nation-state actors, all of which are trying in some way to get access to either potentially our electrical grid or steal our trade secret technology.
Hackers can launch attacks in many ways, like through phishing emails. All it takes is one unsuspecting employee to click on an attachment for malware to infect a system. For security reasons, officials are hesitant to talk about specific threats. Have there been any major attacks in Wisconsin? So far, the answer is
no.
David Cadigal is Wisconsin's chief information officer.
I'm knocking on wood. No. But that doesn't make me feel any better. All that says is that we've got measures in place for today's attacks. What about tomorrow's attacks?
If and when those attacks occur, Cadigal is trying to forge partnerships among state agencies and the private sector to come up with response plans. For example, get the Department of Transportation talking with trucking companies about how they'd work together to help after an attack and long-term outage.
In the heat of chaos, I thought we witnessed it in Sandy Beach, in Katrina. We forego competitive actions when we are in a dire strait where humanity is at stake and where we need to respond together.
If the grid went down and it was a long-term, now you're into something catastrophic, it's in my interest as the Homeland Security Advisor and the Adjutant General to make sure that the state has thought through how do we help in that recovery.
Major General Don Dunbar leads the Wisconsin National Guard. They practice worst-case scenarios, like if an attack brought down the grid for weeks or months. The Guard has plans for getting people food, water, and shelter. But how likely is a major attack on the grid?
I will tell you that I've been to events where very intelligent, gifted briefers have said that the grid is so resilient that it's very unlikely that it would ever crash.
But Dunbar says he's also talked with very intelligent, gifted briefers who have said it's as vulnerable as anything and it's going to happen tomorrow. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.